Kootenay history that was once hidden is finally getting the recognition it deserves, with the launch of a new project that will explore stories from the local queer community. Author and historian Kevin Allen officially launched the Kootenay Gay History Project at the Elk Valley Pride Festival on September 19. Dedicated to uncovering the unique history of the 2SLGBTQIA+ community in the region. Allen will take his first steps with the project this month, traveling to Nelson, Rossland and Trail to interview 2SLGBTQIA+ seniors, to get first-hand accounts of what it was like to live and grow up in the region. His long-term goal is to expand the project to include upwards of 50 people from across the East and West Kootenays, representing a variety of backgrounds and gender identities. He'll work with regional pride groups and historians to help uncover key information. As stories unfold, he'll publish bits of history on his newly created website, to be made into a book and possibly a traveling museum exhibition. Oral histories are a really important part of researching queer history because we're not present in normal archival collections and libraries because we were marginalized for so much of the 20th century. People lived these concealed lives. Hearing people's lived experiences is really important to reconstruct what our history's all about, said Allen. Allen's research builds on his previous book, Our Past Matters, Stories of Gay Calgary. Allen is originally from Calgary, but has lived in Fernie for the past 20 years, and was one of the founders of Fernie Pride Society. Allen is excited to showcase lesser-known parts of local history, and tell the stories that have come to define the queer community. There were many memorable events in the area, like the lesbian conference that brought people to Fernie for a golf trip in the 90s, and the annual fruit float that drew people from across North America to enjoy a weekend of camping and floating down the Slocan River, starting in 1979. Other parts of history are not so colorful. Fernie was a really tough place. My husband graduated in the 70s from high school and it was a real mining town. Tourism was just beginning. It wasn't the most welcoming place for diversity, said Allen. Allen has partnered with Kelsey Rodier, a project manager with connections to pride organizations based in Castlegar and Nelson. Rodier will be helping find people to interview. It just really opened my eyes about the history, said Rodier. Back in the 70s, there were queer communes of gay men that were coming from all over and settling in the Nelson area. The history of Nelson Pride and how long it's been running and what it took to get going and how they had to persevere through a lot of things to have pride the way we have it now. It's important to remember that, she added. For Allen, a major impetus for the project is preserving history so it's not forgotten. I love history. For me, there's a bit of an activist agenda behind it because a lot of our gay elders are passing away and we're losing those stories and they're not recorded anywhere. I feel like I'm trying to reclaim the past before we lose it all together, he said. By reclaiming our past, it also kind of asserts some space in the present and the future. I really think queer people need to take up space in society and not just hide in the margins. That's why the Pride Festival is so important to me, he added. To find out more about the project or read stories as they develop, visit www.kootenaygayhistory.ca.